So we were discussing last night the debate between Ashkenaz and Svardim, whether we make a Shachiyanu at a Bris Milah. So the custom of Ashkenaz, we do not. The custom of the Svardim, they do. And in Eretz Yisrael, even Ashkenazim do, following the opinion of the Gra. So there are actually different types. There's actually different types of Shachiyanu. The Shachiyanu we were talking about is a Shachiyanu connected to a mitzvah. So a mitzvah that comes, mizman lezman, what comes from a time period, so there's a din of a Shachiyanu regarding a new mitzvah. There's also a Shachiyanu when we make, when a yantif comes on Kiddushas Hayom. So it's connected to the sanctity of the day. So every yantif at night, usually a Kiddush, that we make a Shachiyanu, Vikimano, whether it's Pesach, Sukkah, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, etc., Yom Kippur. So we always make a Shachiyanu. So that's a totally different. That's a Shachiyanu, which is an obligation. And there are certain Shachiyanus which are customs, and there are certain Shachiyanus that midrabanan, at least rabbinically, one has to make. So the Shachiyanu you make on a yantiv, that's an obligation. So therefore, as well, one of the halachas of Shachiyanu is normally we light, or whether man or woman, whoever it may be, we light the candles before Shabbos. So the question is, can I light candles before Shabbos in Yantiv and then get into my car and drive to Shul? Or once I light candles, do I say it's Shabbos already, it's Yantiv? So it depends. So if it depends if one usually accepts Shabbos or Yantiv when they light candles. So it's not a man-woman issue. It usually turns out that way because most women light the candles and not the men. But if the man lights the candles, it's the same issue. The question is, when you light candles, do you normally accept Shabbos? So, because there is an opinion that we don't follow that when once you make the bracha on the candles, that's it. Whether you like it, you can't have in mind not to accept. But we generally assume that you can light candles and get into the car and drive to shul. Even a woman, as long as you have in mind, I'm not accepting Shabbos now, or I'm not accepting Yantif, and I'm going to get into the car, usually it comes up on Yom Kippur night, is when it comes up a lot, is that because more women go to shul the night of Yom Kippur, Kol Nidre, than on a regular Friday night of Yantif. And then, so it's no problem, she could light the candles, and then have in mind not to accept Yom Kippur and then come in. The issue is making a Shachiyanu. So the problem is once you make a Shachiyanu, it's not a problem, you don't have to make one. But once you make a Shachiyanu, so then there's no option. Once you make the Shachiyanu, the Kedushas Hayom is here, you are showing you are accepting Yantiv. So I can't do light candles and make a Shachiyanu and then get into the car. It's too late. When I make a Shachiyanu, you're accepting Yantif or Shabbos. So therefore, what they recommend in general, Rav Schechter and others recommend that you should always really, it's best for the woman. This is Rav Schechter made this deal with his wife before they got married. These are one of the things they worked out before. So he asked that if his wife would not make Shachiyanu at candle lighting and wait for when you hear the Kiddush, that's when you should do. Why is that better? Because the Gemara says, we want to give a Shachiyanu more chashiva, it's more important by doing it over a cup of wine. That's the Gemara in Erev, in Erechin. So therefore, it's always best to make a Shachiyanu over a cup of wine. So he says you're losing out. You could make a Shachiyanu earlier. So why lose this? So he made an arrangement. He always has his wife make Shachiyanu at Kiddush. So it's not an issue. But most women make Shachiyanu at candle lighting. So number one, if they don't mind switching to Kiddush, they could do that also. But if not, at least for Yom Kippur then, if they make a Shachiyanu walking to shul, it's not an issue. If they're going to plan on going in the car, so they could light candles, and they can make a Shachiyanu when they get to shul. So that's a totally different type of Shachiyanu. There's a Shachiyanu when you shake lulav for the first time, you had the shofar. There's a totally separate Shachiyanu on the sanctity of the day, so that even though one can light candles and not accept yantif, but by shachiyano, that by definition, if you're saying a shachiyano, you can't have in mind not to accept yantif. Yantif comes automatically, and therefore, certainly for Yom Kippur, but any days if you plan on doing malacha, doing things after, then you should wait for the shachiyano for the kiddush. There's a third shachiyano we're not going to discuss tonight. That's the shachiyano one makes on a, we just had two bishvat, on a pre-chadash, on a new fruit, on new clothing. That's a different level of a shachiyano we'll have to discuss at a future day. Rabbi Chananya Menachash Olma, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lizakis, Mishnizol, Vigam Tov, Mishnizol, Shedemar, Anay Chafetz, Laman Tzidko, Yaldil Torah, V'yadir.
Kadosh.